45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 3 p.m. kickoff for the 100th game between your Queens Gaels and the hated Western Mustangs.
This is electric. This is unprecedented. This is Queens football on CFRC.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Jesus hangs behind the clouds, above the nation doors, his window box boasts crimson flowers fresh cut the day before, and you couldn't find a smile if you nailed it to his face. But Jesus Christ hangs his head with grace. In black candles, thick as pillars, you can buy one off the floor. And the ceiling's painted gold, and Mary's hair is red. The old come here to kiss.
Fingers, flat feet, big.
She said that I make expressions like him. My legs to my shoulders and my chin like him.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call special Oshiega retrospective episode. We're just going through the whole festival, all the acts that we saw, and letting you know how they did. So we just heard Like Him by Tyler, the Creator, off of the new record Chromacopia, pardon me. And before that, we heard Spirit of the West, If Venice Was Sinking. They did not play at the festival.
No.
That's just a little CanCon treat for you. And at the top, we heard TV on the Radio, Young Liars, who did a great show.
Yeah, they were so good. They were awesome. They also played at like one of the smaller stages, so we were able to get closer, which was so nice. They just put on an awesome show.
Yeah, our like buddy had never even heard of them before, and he was just, his socks were knocked clean off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what else to say. Yeah, they're just obviously great. Mm-hmm. Look at their Letterman live performance if you haven't seen that. It's so good.
Yeah.
Wolf Like Me. incredible track.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tyler was that our headliner for Saturday night.
Yeah. He was great. There was unfortunately a storm beforehand.
Yeah.
Which I think
Chainsmokers got rained out.
Yeah.
As did Gracie Abrams.
But I think Chainsmokers were able to come back. I don't think Gracie Abrams got to do her set. Really sad for her. But so anyway, Tyler the Creator came on like 25 minutes late, which he said was from the storm, but seemed unlikely because the Chainsmokers had already started right when they were allowed to go back on. So whatever. But he put on a great show.
Yeah.
It always surprises me, like, when there's no band, they just, like, he was just on stage by himself and they just played the tracks and then he, like, sang and rapped over them and danced. But his dancing is so fun.
Yeah.
And his singing and rapping is great. So he did an awesome
job.
Yeah,
he did a great job.
I had a fun time.
Lots of stuff from the new record. The new record's great. I found the only song on the whole thing that doesn't have swear words in it.
Oh, nice.
Just for you folks. And his banter was also hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
He was like people would ask for songs and he would like cuss them out and be like, I'm running this show.
Yeah. And he kept pointing out the VIP section and saying that the rich people were way lower energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, but I gotta give them credit. They're all bald dads. So
yeah, their backs hurt.
You know? And then there was like a some sort of stand that other people
were in.
The
Coors Light, like even more VIP stand.
I don't even know if it was that or just what the vibe was.
Yeah, no one's. Yeah, and neither did he. He was like, "What's going on up there?" And then he was like, "Everyone, boo these people." He didn't say people, but he was like, "Boo these people," just because. And then we got everyone on the ground boos. That was fun.
It was fun. Yeah, he's very funny.
Yeah.
And he also said that he was like the best thing out of LA after Kendrick, which I thought was funny. But yeah, you can't even like hype yourself up too much. You still have to be like, okay, except Kendrick. But yeah, no, Tyler the Creator was awesome. We're going to talk about the transit.
Yes.
It was super easy to get there and back. Toronto could never. Was our main complaint.
Montreal is just like, imagine living in like a real city. It was incredible.
Where they like plan the subway
like, yeah,
properly.
And like, yeah, they invest at all in any sort of infrastructure.
And you could buy a little like subway pass called Oshiega that was like just specifically for the weekend, which was like so convenient. And yeah, anywho.
Yeah, and the trains are so nice and sleek looking and clean
and fast.
Oh my god, they're so fast.
Yeah. At TTC, please get on it. What are we doing here?
Yeah, at TTC, please
doing?
Do like the 50 years worth of like maintenance and expansion that you should have done in the last, you know, half century.
That's right. That's right. So we heart Montreal. So fun. So good.
Real city. Only good city in Canada. I'm going to say.
Okay. That's a take.
Up next, folks, we've got the Mountain Goats Midland. It's your Isopanosad Radio Minute. But we already talked too long, so I'll talk about the Mountain Goats after this. We're off schedule, folks. We're shuffling things around, much like a hectic festival set, if you will.
As long as you like. a tumor for all the incompatible cells I could take and die. I brought bells to the wake and you didn't mind. Shedding your beautiful European blood. I scream death to the murderers we've loved all our lives. I was good with names, I had a way with faces, and I was a dominant theme in a number of places. You didn't mind mixing your beautiful European oils for a still life. Oh, Candace, we should have run for our cells I could take and die. I brought bells to the wake and to you. You didn't mind shedding your beautiful European blood. Cause I scream death to the red rays we've loved all our lives. For desperate measures, I wanted you, I wanted these treasures. Yeah.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard You Don't Need a Reason to Call by Baby Girl. Before that, we heard European Oils by Destroyer. And at the top, we heard The Mountain Goats, Midland. It's now time for your, slightly late Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where you talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs. And you heard a few minutes ago, Midland by The Mountain Goats. This is a bonus track off of All Hail West Texas, the vinyl reissue that happened like 15 years ago now. This is a great track. I believe it is from the perspective of Jenny. It is someone welcoming all of these strays, including possums, a family of possums, to their house, which is something that we know from the album Jenny from Thebes she's want to do. She sort of runs this halfway house right near the airport, as is described in the first verse here. Pretty little song. I can understand why it didn't make the cut for the full record, because Color in Your Cheeks sort of covers this ground better. But it's a nice little song nonetheless. JD, in an interview with NPR, goes on at length about how much he hates the first line of the second verse. I got a Kenmore single room window air conditioner, whatever, you know, it's something like that. He says, quote, there's one of these bonus tracks. There's this one line about an air conditioner. When I first heard it, I was like, oh, that's a terrible line. No, that's no good at all. You know, it's just the identification of the Kenmore to me. That's a relic of a different style of lyric writing that I'd been doing 2 years previously, where I was kind of more interested in little specific physical details. And I can sort of hear myself realizing as I deliver that line that I have outgrown that style, you know. And it's like I sort of hear my enthusiasm lag. An interesting little bit of songwriter trivia there, how people relate to their songs as they age and relate to their songwriting process. So that's what makes Midland an interesting relic in the Mountain Goats oeuvre, if you ask me. But anyway, folks, we've got more Osh stuff, Osh retrospective to get to. So let's play you a few songs of the openers for Sunday's day of music and festivities with the Darcys, Ocean Eyes.
Falling into your ocean eyes, those ocean eyes. make me cry when you give me those ocean eyes. I'm scared.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Prima Donna by Marina. Before that, Ruby Waters, Liquor Run. And at the top, Ocean Eyes by the Darcys.
Yes, we saw Marina. She was good. I feel like Dean wasn't wowed, but I like her.
It was all right.
I like her music. Yeah.
She had good stage presence.
Yeah, I don't listen to her music a ton, but I do remember the first Electra Heart album. That was really fun.
It was big on Tumblr.
Yes, it was. It was huge on Tumblr. So that's how I know Marina. And she's killing it. And she was a fun performer. Speaking of, you know, fun fashion, galley times, fashion. At the festival.
What's the Osh fashion roundup?
Okay, a lot of hot pants.
Lots of hot pants.
Like the little shorts. A lot of cowboy boots. That was the main thing. I also was wearing my cowboy boots. We were all just being fake country people together. It was like literally one or two country artists there out of everybody. But, you know, cowboy boots are in. Everyone's wearing them.
I saw there were a lot of women who had like bikini bottoms on and then like sheer pants.
Sheer bell bottom pants with like glitter. That's a big look. There was some rave outfits, but I feel like, to be honest, the rave outfit people looked a little out of place because it seemed like this wasn't a super heavy EDM festival.
It was a lot of t-shirts.
Go them for still committing to the bit and wearing like full those like fuzzy boot leg warmer things and, you know, crazy fishnet outfits.
There were a couple people dressed up like cows. I appreciated that.
Yeah, that was good. I feel like we realized that we're like really lame and have no fashionable clothing, but we made it work.
We swapped a pair of overalls between the three of us.
Three of us wore it on the three different days. They're a great pair of overalls, what can I say?
Every day, you get a compliment on the overalls, man. They love them.
Yeah. So, yeah, everyone looks cute. I noticed that having just come back from Europe, European teenagers also wear the same things as North American teenagers now, which I don't know if that's always been the case. I imagine it's from TikTok. Just the fact that they can all see each other's outfits within the first 5 seconds of the outfit being invented, the whole world has witnessed it, and now everyone's wearing that outfit. But you know, everyone looked great. Good job on the fashion, everyone. Not as crazy as I would have liked, but you know, it was fun. I'm sure at Veld in Toronto, everyone looked crazy. What do we have up next?
Up next, we've got T-Shirt by The Beaches. We only caught a little bit of them, but they were real good, the parts that we did see.
Yeah.
Don't you think you fit me? Want you to give me something that'll keep me on.
Folks, and thank you so much for hanging out with us this lovely Tuesday Indie Wake Up Call special Oshiega edition. We went to the music festival, we saw the bands, and we've been telling you how they did in playing their tracks for you. So we're just going to round up the last day, Sunday's performances here. We just heard The Dare Perfume. Before that, we heard Linger, Royal Otis's cover of course, The Cranberries. And at the top, The Beaches with their track T-Shirt.
Yes. Okay, The Dare was so fun.
The Dare
fun.
Was a lot of fun.
He's so good. Again, this was at my favorite stage that we saw Whitney and TV on the Radio on. So we got right up to the front, which I was surprised because I feel like The Dare is huge right now. There was a lot of people there, but I guess, you know, just like we got there at an opportune time. But yeah, he was so great.
Yeah, he had this DJ beeps and boops that he was doing. He was dancing around. He had like a big cymbal on a stick that he was smashing. That was fun.
I kind of thought, I was worried that he would just like stand there like a DJ and like bop at the station. But no, he was like running around singing. He was like tying the microphone cord around his neck. Like he was doing the most. It was so good.
It was fun.
It was very fun. Also, his music is so fun and so fun to dance to.
That I Like Girls track I cannot play on this radio station, but it's so good.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
He's a great artist. Like, I feel like he's so fun. He makes such good party music, and I was partying. So, anyway. 10 out of 10. Okay. Royal Otis, we saw the last, like, five songs.
Yeah, but they were my favorite five songs, so I couldn't complain about that. Oysters in My Pocket, really, really good. I picked Linger because I hadn't actually heard them play that before.
Yeah.
So, that was a
yeah, they did
surprise.
Their, like, Saltburn song cover. I forget what song that's
Murder
called.
On the Dance Floor.
Yes, and they did this Linger cover.
Everyone was very happy with it. We were in the midst of traveling, but like the people who weren't even at the show were like singing along as they like moved through the crowd, so that was cool to see.
No, they were awesome. They seemed like really good performers. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, we picked The Dare, and I do not regret my choice, but I'm so happy we got to see like a little bit of Royal Otis. They were so
totally
good. We're gonna finish up the show today.
We've got two more tracks to play you, and these are the last two bands that played on Sunday. So first up, Telescope, Cage the Elephant.
Yeah. Okay.
They're looking a little old, a little haggard, but they're still rocking out.
Cage the Elephant's first two albums to me are like unmatched. I feel like their new albums do not come close. Sorry to be a hater, but
agreed.
I was pleasantly surprised that there were younger people that felt the opposite, and they didn't know the old stuff, and they really liked all the new songs. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? There's something for everyone. This is great.
I said like, oh, as long as they don't play Neon Pill, and then I got like some dirty looks from people for saying that.
Yeah, people love Neon Pill.
I don't know why. It's a terrible song.
This is great. No, they have bands for every album. They played Back Against the Wall, which so good. I love that song. So, yeah. And they're very fun performers. They smash a guitar. Boo, I don't like that. Don't waste money. What?
Yeah.
Expensive.
Yeah, equipment. There's starving kids in Africa that could have used that guitar.
Well, I'm just saying.
I know.
It shows carelessness.
Yeah, I agree.
This is my most. I'm like, I come on after every concert. I'm like, no one took rounds or no one should break guitars. But anyway, they were super fun. I love Cage the Elephant. Like, they were great.
Olivia Rodrigo, Brutal is going to be our last track here.
Yeah, she was great.
It was a lot of fun.
She was so good. She was very pop starry. Like, her, compared to Tyler the Creator, like, her thing was so well rehearsed. Tyler the Creator just went on and was like, I'm here. Hello. Yeah. Whereas she, like, she knew exactly where they were going to cut each camera.
Choreographed.
Like,
she
like knew how to turn her head to be like which camera they were about to cut to.
She's always making some sort of like goofy or seductive face at the camera.
Yeah, it was like, it was so clean, and like she just knew exactly, you know, it was just a performance.
My gripe is that she wrote like two albums worth of breakup ballads, and that's too much for a concert.
She has the punk breakup songs too.
Yeah, those ones are good, but like all the like, oh, like we used to be together and now we're not, and I'm ambivalent feeling about it. It's like, okay, all right.
She just needs to write a concept album about like herons or something. Like, a totally different topic.
Yeah, like, just about go. Like the Everglades.
Yeah, I would love that. Uh-huh. Honestly, she should hike the PCT and let us know how it goes. But I thought she was an amazing performer. Yeah, she's super cute, super fun. So,
And I appreciate it. I'm happy that, like, you know, there were tons and tons of teenage girls there who knew every word.
Yeah, so many kids on
Sunday. Lots of kids. And I'm happy that there's room in the teeny pop girly arena for electric guitar solos.
Yeah.
That's just heartening.
She also had an all-female band that was sick,
and
they did a lot of really good guitar solos, so,
So, all in all, great festival.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. Hope you enjoyed our retrospective. We're gonna play you Telescope by Cage the Elephant, then Brutal by Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, tickets for OSH 2026 are on sale now. The early bird low price of $415.
Ooh, what a steal!
But anyway.
But we'll talk to you next week, folks, with a normal show.
Bye-bye.
In a far and distant galaxy, inside my telescope, I see a pair of eyes peer back at me. He walks and talks and looks like me. Sits around inside his house from room to room. He moves about, feels
endless things and wonders how it all turns out.
Safe to say that I don't think you understand. There's nowhere left to turn. Walls keep breaking. Time is like a leaf in the wind. Either it's time well spent or time I've wasted. Don't waste it. Desperately searching for signs, too terrified to find a thing. He battens all the hatches down and wonders why he hears no sounds. Frantically searching his dreams, he wonders what it's all about.
Summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly.